It's Monday, June 18th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron Electronics.
Today's Daily Download comes to us from ResiWeek 117. Matt Scott is joined by Paul Williams and Jacob Abbott, talking about how dealer groups can help their members expand into lighting. Paul Williams starts off the conversation talking about how hard it is for dealers to move into lighting.
It depends. If you're going to take something like, so LumaStream, I don't know if you're familiar with those guys, but they're doing PoE-based lighting. So that's something that a dealer could get into without having a ton of electrical experience and probably be successful with. When it comes to some of these other other lighting lines, though, you're going to have a pretty sophisticated knowledge about system design when it comes to electrical lighting solutions, and also the electrical part, and then the contractor part of that, which is, are you certified? Do you have the right people on staff? Are you holding the right licenses for the demographic that you're serving today or the area that you're in today? There's a whole host of things that come along with that that add a little bit of complexity to the integrator's plate. I mean, it's not unlike what they've had to deal with in the past. Even with just installing lighting control, a lot of our dealers, specifically with Control 4, and I can probably speak to other manufacturers as well, we'll have to elicit other contractors to come in and help them if they don't have licensed contractors on staff that are electrically certified. They're bringing in other electrical contractors to work with it. Some of the larger dealers, and that's where somebody like this Wolfers System 7 seems like they're coming from that side. A lot of the a lot of our bigger dealers have hired electricians and have them on staff for them to be able to make sure they're capitalizing as much as they can. But the whole thing really goes to what we've endeared a term to, which is rack share, which is, look, I'm going into this project. If you sat out from the very beginning, you started writing line items down of everything that's going into this house, starting with wiring and ending at furniture, how much can I deliver to that customer so that I'm the largest part of that that spend that consumer puts into it? And this is, I think, another element of trying to get more of that spend along the way. I think it makes sense. Lighting's a big deal. Smart lighting's a big deal in a lot of the homes. In fact, it's what a lot of people associate with smart home control.
Right. Jacob, this may not be, and I'm new to your company, I don't know a ton about, you know, everything that you guys do, but when you're doing theme theaters like the one you're in, there's a large aspect of that is lighting and lighting design, maybe not fixture specification specifically, but is that something that you guys were able to grow into, or is that something that you had to, you know, again, partner with someone to figure out the design aesthetic of it?
I kind of handle it all in-house. Paul really nailed it on the head. I mean, for AV integrator, we want to be in the AV business. I don't necessarily want to be an electrician. And he nailed it. I mean, you have to have the licensing, you have to hire it out or have that guy on staff that can handle that aspect of the business, which is something, to be honest, we're looking into. As far as the home theaters are concerned, we handle all that in-house, and it's usually a version of LED or a DMX lighting or something we can control through Control 4 or an iPad, something that makes it easy and goes along with all our motorization and our theaters. But we've experimented with pretty much everything over 15 years, X10 all the way up.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.